Welcome to episode 7 of FlameFlash.net. For those just joining in, I'm FlameFlash. On the PSN, well, I'm FlameFlash. Xbox Live, FlameFlash 82. And in World of Warcraft, I have a rather exhaustive character list that you can find at FlameFlash.net under the Altaholic. So let's get started. Day late, dollar short, but I think it'll all work out in the end. As far as gaming news goes, I actually have some gaming news commentary this time around. Capcom is releasing a 3DS version of Resident Evil, for instance. And it's a one-save wonder. Yep. So that means you can only play through the game once. That's it. You buy it new, you pay for it, and you can't reset it. That's that. No starting over, no screwing up, no unlockables missed. If you start in, you're done. You can't even loan it to a roommate, older child. It is a Resident Evil game, of course. Or anything else like that. You must simply play through it that one time. They're making a disposable video game, but they're charging you the same price as if it's a brand new regular to use. Ridiculous. I think IGN, however, is giving it a rather low score, so you're going to need to wait on the bargain bin for this one if you're a Resident Evil junkie and absolutely dying to get your hands on it. Ridiculous. I know they're taking a shot at the used video games market with this one. It's a cartridge-based system which is dependent on the media to do something as some form of lockout. But if I pay for a video game and it is now mine, I have a right to do with it as I please, including restart. If I can't restart, or if I can't replay, there is no point in buying it. The entire point of PlayStation trophies and Xbox achievements, in my opinion, is to encourage replayability, to encourage you to go out and find those things that are hidden in the game that you wouldn't even know are there, except for the fact that, hey, look, there's an achievement. There's a trophy. You can actually score it. And then brag to your friends that you got this rare achievement or trophy. Sure, once you hit all of the achievements or get that platinum trophy, there's not much room left to go back to unless there's a vibrant online community, but you're at least getting to replay it. Thanks a lot, Capcom. You botched this one. A couple of games went free to play online. I went and downloaded my free copy of Team Fortress 2 on Steam. Not sure I'll actually ever play it or try it out. I think it's a first-person shooter, so probably out of luck there. But it's still free. So if you were on the fence ever about Team Fortress 2, now's the time to go try it. Maybe one of these days I'll try it out. I think I have Portal 2 in my queue first, though before that, as far as Steam goes. You know what else went free to play? World of Warcraft. Shocking, yes. Only up to level 20, so don't get too excited. Level 20 is when you first get a mount. And there are some pretty heavy restrictions on the quote-unquote trial account. But you can get up to level 20. There's no time limit anymore. It's all just bam. I hit level 20, I hit my free trial level cap. If I played all the way to level 20, I'm more than likely going to be, or I'm going to subscribe. And if I buy the original World of Warcraft, I now get the the Burning Crusade as well, all rolled into one. So therefore, I have a level cap suddenly of 70. Yes, 60 to 70 is still the really old Burning Crusade content at this point, but for somebody who's just joining the game new, it's not old to them. It's going to be awfully empty to them, but it's not old to them. Alright. So what about what games I actually gamed this last week? World of Warcraft, of course. It is the Summer Fire Festival. And they have yet to acknowledge that there is a problem with the torch catching quest. In fact, the little thread about it in the bug report forum got locked. I'm actually loading a page now to see if the new thread that was created got locked or not, and fortunately I don't think it did. But it also hasn't gotten any responses. So I think with 4.2 everybody's kind of forgotten about the holiday, which is understandable given Ahun drops cloaks and the quest chain for either Thrall or to start off the Hyjal restoration event in the Firelands, one of those gives you a better cloak than you get from Ahun. So there's no point in going and fighting him unless you're a pet junkie. And there's no point in going and trying to fight him unless you have a decent enough gear score, which I sadly don't yet. So that's why I haven't been going and harassing him. Maybe next year. And next year I'll probably have multiple tunes at level 85 too, if I stick with the game. But aside from World of Warcraft, I actually ventured into Super Mario Sunshine last weekend. Even progressed slightly in it, which was surprising. The youngest son has taken an interest in Super Mario Sunshine for the GameCube. I think it's the whole being able to ride Yoshi thing and going and feeding Yoshi. But he wants my help. Or Red Flares. Or older sons. Or his big sister. Anybody who can help him. He doesn't care. As long as Yoshi gets fed, he can then hop on Yoshi's back and go riding around until Yoshi gets hungry and then goes away. And then we have to feed Yoshi again. Thank goodness, unlike the classic Super Mario Brothers, there is no time limit on the level. He's pretty good in that three-dimensional space, though. Watching him jump and understanding that he's jumping forward is an amazing feat for a three-year-old. He's jumping forward, and he knows it. Quite impressive. Super Stardust HD is harder than I expected by a lot. This is the Asteroids meets Robotron meets actually good graphics. If you haven't tried it out yet, it's one of the good ones. I think there's even a contest going out right now starting tomorrow. You're supposed to load up one of the planets. I haven't even unlocked the one. I think it starts with a C. And the highest scoring player in the world for the month of July wins some pretty cool things from the creators of the game. So it's a really neat way to try to drive more people into either picking it up if they for some reason don't have it. And most people should at this point, thanks to the Welcome Back program, which I think ends this weekend. So if you haven't picked out your Welcome Back program games yet, get your butt in gear. I got Super Stardust HD and Infamous. Well, I haven't tried Infamous yet. I am very glad I picked up Super Stardust HD. Mushroom Wars. Went back to that one. Oh, excuse me if you heard me yawn. It's later than I usually record. But Mushroom Wars. Went back to that one a little bit. I've picked up the downloadable maps and defeated those. Those downloadable maps were neat. I wish they'd put out more of them. I guess probably they didn't sell overly well, and so they didn't bother doing more. But I'd like to see more of those downloadable maps. I quite enjoyed them and had fun. Magic the Gathering, I'm still slowly chugging on. Didn't play too much on it this week. Midsummer Fire Festival, after all. Have to get those torches tossed and thrown and cut and get all the extra XP from that event. Haven't even really scraped the surface of 4.2 because I've been torch tossing. I'm glad they didn't time it so that it would be with the start of the event. I'm already falling behind on unlocking my flaming hippogriff. But that's the neat thing about WoW. You can play it at your own pace. And even though you might be behind the curve, if you're playing it at your own pace and still having fun with the game, then that's all that really matters. Let's see. Kids are still enjoying summer, though. I think that's all of my gaming news. Oh, The Shoot. PlayStation 3. As IGN recommends, it is a bargain bin game, so do not pick this one up if it is still going in your store for the original price of $50 or $60, whatever this actually went for back then. But if you pick it up from the bargain bin, it is a very satisfying game. All the characters are non-gory. They're wooden cutouts. It's Wild Gunman with really good graphics, and the characters actually splinter apart. Yes, splinter. They're made of wood. That's why it's good and why it's appropriate. I can play this one in front of the kids, which is wonderful. And of course they'll want to join in, so we picked up a second Move controller, which unlocks the desire to go ahead and pick up some of the other Move games that are out there. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I'm not very far on the shoot yet. But I'm enjoying it. It's just a mindless, fast finger flying flick. But it's enjoyable. And that's what matters. As far as parenting goes, it goes. The kids are still growing like weeds. And I don't really have anything specific for this category this week. We got to see their grandparents, my grandparents, and their Nana, who is my mother. And it was a quite satisfying weekend for them, thanks to that. Very satisfying. They'd been talking about it the week before, maybe even 2 weeks before, and getting to go was very good for them. I think they slightly got eaten alive by mosquitoes, but such is the way of things. 4th of July, I'm not quite sure what we're going to do yet, but we'll think of something. They're not as energetic this year about going to the local festivities, I think because last year there wasn't much for them that they haven't already done every single time, which relieves me and the pocketbook a little bit, but also makes me sad that they're getting old enough now that it's not exciting to ride in a barrel
set up and painted like a train and drive around the park. They're just not as impressed as they once were because they're 9 and 7. Not even sure they'd let my 9-year-old get in. He's huge. I bet he'd be mistaken as a very early teenager by those that don't know kids very well. Way too tall. My little boy. All in all, though, it's been an exciting week in gaming with all of the new free announcements. And kind of a slow week in parenting. The same old, still changing diapers and feeding younglings. But then watching them grow is the rewarding part for all of that hard work. And I am thankful for it. So I'll close here. You can find me on Twitter as FlameFlash. You can send an email to the show, podcast@flameflash.net. podcast@flameflash.net. Parenting questions, gaming questions, random questions, they're all welcome here. Keep them clean, keep them appropriate. But I'll happily read and hopefully respond. Haven't gotten a deluge yet, so we'll see, just wait and see, I suppose. Until next week, everyone have a safe and happy 4th of July. And this is Flame Flash from FlameFlash.net, signing off.